Thank you very much, Mr. President. As this is the first time I take the floor as New Zealand's new disarmament ambassador, effective from the 1st of February, let me greet all CD members and observers and members of the Secretariat in the language of New Zealand's Indigenous people, Māori. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Mr. President, thank you very much for your warm words of welcome, and it's a special pleasure to greet and welcome my colleague from Colombia, Ambassador Alicia Arango, not least because Colombia was my most recent posting up until May 2020. Mr. President, I do have instructions on the P6 proposal of various decisions relating to the CD's work in 2021, New Zealand can join consensus on this set of decisions, and we very much hope that consensus will be our collective decision today. Mr. President, I don't have my first formal speech that will come to the Conference on Disarmament, but I do have some personal reflections to share. I was here in the Conference on Disarmament in the 1990s as New Zealand's Deputy Permanent Representative. I had the privilege to represent my country in one of our most important foreign policy goals at that time, the end to nuclear testing in the Pacific and globally. I had a role in the fraught but inevitably successful expansion of the Conference on Disarmament's membership by 23 countries in this period. So, Mr. President, I bring back to this conference, more than 20 years later, my commitment, optimism, and New Zealand's interests and values. New Zealand will continue to work with each member and observer with respect, friendship, seeking a common purpose for the benefit of our peoples and planet, their peace and prosperity. Thank you very much, Mr. President.